Welcome to the FN Football Podcast, a show where two newbies talk football, females, feminism, and other F words.
Welcome back to the FN Football Podcast. You're here with
Emmy and Amelia.
Yes, and we've realised since the Champions League final that me and Emmy don't actually know too much about football.
I think we did know that already though, didn't we?
Yeah, but I think it just shows that we're still new to all this and we're still learning, because we really thought, well, I really thought Chelsea had it in the bag, but now I realise how great women's football, like the abilities of women's football, it doesn't just stop at Chelsea. There's so much better out there.
Yeah, isn't your mind just like broadened? Like, yeah, like obviously Chelsea have done so well this season. You know, top of the WSL finished now, and they're an amazing team to watch. But yeah, like European football, that's a step higher.
It's a completely different world that we haven't even got into yet. But yeah, that's what we're going to talk about today's podcast. We're going to talk about the Champions League. We're going to talk about the
WSL, and it's all over this season.
Yes, and there's going to be a bit of movements between managers potentially, and there's, you know, managers leaving, who's going to be coming in to take places.
Yep, some rumours going on where players are going.
Yeah, and then Emmy's going to talk about why she
not happy.
Yeah, about her feelings, why she's not happy as a fan at the moment this year. What, you know, what's been going on in her brain?
I don't know. Someone else tell me.
Anyway, stay tuned, guys. We've got an exciting episode, and you're going to hear all of Emmy's and my thoughts in about 2 seconds.
So, Amelia, Champions League final. You predicted Chelsea to win. I predicted, yes, well, in the semi-final stage, PSG. I like the look of them. But we were both wrong.
It was Barcelona who are the champions of the Champions League.
Yep, Barcelona beat Chelsea in the final 4-0. That is the biggest like margin in the Champions League final to win since it's been going. So poor Chelsea.
Literally, it was like 35 seconds into the game, Barcelona got a goal.
Yeah.
And then what was it? 4 minutes later, they got a second. Within 21 minutes, I believe it was, they scored 4 goals. And I was just like, I just couldn't believe it. And I was really disappointed because I didn't get to watch actually the last game Chelsea played against, is it Bayern?
Yeah, Bayern Munich. That was a really good game. I loved watching that game because it was so intense because of this goal emphasis on away and home goals and what Chelsea had to do. Like, it was a really thrilling game, and it was, you know, those goals being scored in the last 10 minutes, like in the last minute, like,
yeah.
And the Bayern Munich keeper was up there like trying to get that one other goal to get them back in it. But yeah, that was a really great game. And then just watching the final, like, completely different, completely
I know, I was a little bit gutted because of that. I think I wanted to be entertained a bit more, but that's me just being selfish. But also, like, yeah.
Are you not entertained?
Literally, every time Barcelona scored, I was like, hey, Chelsea, like, you've got, like, what, 60, 70, 80, like, 80 minutes to play.
Yeah.
You can definitely get back into this.
Yeah.
But then every time Barcelona got it, they just scored.
Yeah. It was really disappointing. And yeah, for like 4-0 in the first half, and I think a little part of me was like hoping like Chelsea could bring it back. So I'm like, well, if Barcelona can score 4 goals in one half, surely Chelsea can. But no, they can't score any.
But at least, you know, and I think Emma Hayes said this, like, you know, they didn't win, but they are like the second best team in the year.
Yeah. So a round of applause for that. Clap, 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 clap. Yeah, they did well, and I think like the defeats like these, like really harsh defeats like these, like they make you stronger. Like, they'll learn from this. Like, and Barcelona are in the same situation back in the 2019 UEFA Women's Champions League final when they played against Lyon. That they lost 4-1 to Lyon, And so, you know, they've learned from that. They know that they needed to get in there quickly to get those goals in, just like how Leon attacked them. So yeah, I feel like this is it wasn't Chelsea's time. Like they'll learn from this. What I did find quite funny was, did you see that Sam Kerr's tweet from that 2019 final was going a bit crazy on Twitter?
No, what does it
So,
say?
well, obviously this is you know, back a couple of years ago now, but just shows you how things can like really not age well. So Sam Kerr, watching that Champions League final back in 2019 against Lyon and Barcelona, like I just said, Lyon won 4-1. Sam Kerr tweeted something like, "And this is competitive," because obviously there's such
Oh.
a margin between how well Lyon were playing to Barcelona, and then like yeah, fast
Oh.
forward.
But she's eating her words now.
I know.
Oh.
I was kind of hoping that she was going to like tweet something about it, because yeah, that retweet was going crazy on Twitter. But like, no, she didn't really acknowledge it. She probably forgot that she even did it. But you know, yeah,
Oh, that's funny though.
didn't age well. What do you think went wrong for Chelsea?
Do you know what? I think as soon as that first goal, I think that first goal caught them off guard. I don't think they were expecting it to happen so fast. And then
Yeah.
when the second goal, they were just all over the place, to be
Yeah,
honest.
that first goal, I think it's such a shame because it was such a fluke goal. Like, obviously, it was an own goal. But yeah, I think just after that must have just really shocked them. And then to have that penalty given to Barcelona. And then, yeah, it just kind of spiraled from there, really, didn't it?
I think it would have been a different, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it would have been a different game if they didn't score that soon on. Because actually, Harder had two potential and she just missed them. So if
Yeah.
Harder actually got that goal and it would have been 1-1, I think it would have been a different game.
Yella Harder had two really good chances in the first 10 minutes and they just weren't on target, and they so could have been. Like, she's a
Yeah.
top class player. They should have gone in, and that would have, yeah, just changed the dynamic, given Chelsea some motivation, put Barcelona, not knocked them back down a peg. I think that would have been great. But I can't believe she missed them. I feel that, yeah.
But Barcelona didn't give them any time, to be honest. When you watched them play, like they were on them. Chelsea was just playing the ball at the back. Millie Bright, Eriksen, just passing it about a bit, weren't they?
Yeah.
Couldn't they get through?
Yeah. So, yeah, real shame from Chelsea. But like I said, I think this will definitely make them stronger and they will learn from this.
One player, though, that really stood out for me in this
Oh, go on
Champions
then.
League. Do you know who I'm going to say? And she plays for Chelsea. This is one player. And she's gonna be my new person on the back of my shirt.
Oh, on the back of a shirt.
Yeah, she Mead has been replaced. Beth Mead, that is.
So you not only are you ditching your Arsenal shirt for a Chelsea.
No, I'm not. Do you know what? I go for a player. Beth Mead was the player, but
Yeah.
now she's been replaced by
Okay.
someone else,
Okay,
and she
go
plays for
on,
Chelsea. Come on,
Chelsea.
do you have any guess? I thought she was phenomenal in this Champions
Oh,
League.
goalkeeper, bagger. You're gonna get a
No.
goalie shirt. She was amazing though.
No. She was good, but it's not her. It is Jess Carter.
Oh really? Okay. I'm going to go for a defender.
Yeah, she really stood out to me. I thought she just worked her ass off. She worked so hard. Like she was up and down that pitch. She made some really crucial tackles. She made some amazing assists. That free kick she took when Harder scored that goal. I'm sorry, but Carter, yeah, sorry. So Jess Carter, guys, seriously, I didn't know she existed until watching the Champions League. Do you know when she joined Chelsea?
When?
Joined in 2018.
Oh,
And we
really?
only heard of her now. So I believe she actually, well, I think she was basically replacing one of the defenders, Mielda. I think she got injured.
Yeah, she did.
So Jess Carter took her place, and I think it was her time to prove herself, and I think she bloody well did. And if she's not seen more regularly, especially in the next WSL season, I don't know, I'll eat my glasses. But seriously, like, guys, she's number seven. She's only 23. She's got so much, to go, so much to give. But yes, yeah, so she only she's like I say, she signed in 2018. Why have we only heard about her now?
Yeah,
My favorite player.
really, yeah,
Favorite
no,
player.
I think you're right to point her out. I think she has had some good games in the Champions League final. Sorry, not in the final, in the Champions League. In the final, like obviously they're against the best, and like you said, she's new to that that first team position of the defence, and I feel like she's got a lot. She's got a lot more to go. Like I think she was good. I think that third goal that Barcelona scored, I think that was a bit of a late tackle from her. The one was right on the goal line.
You could see she was. I have to admit, you could see she was tired, but she never gave up.
No, but I think, like, you know, that
she's good.
I think she is tired. She must be exhausted, like playing against such top teams. But yeah, like I think she had some really good moments in the game, really good moments in the Champions League. But yeah, I think she's got a way to go, which is exciting because, you know, things can only get better.
And do you know who she's dating?
I have no idea, but I love this gossip. Is it someone on Chelsea?
Someone on the Chelsea team. You've actually already mentioned her this podcast.
I've already mentioned her. Mm-hmm. I've mentioned the goalie.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah. How are the goalkeeper? We've been dating for quite a while now. I found out that recently.
I love this in all, like, the top teams, like this kind of like team, like romance relationship thing, because it's just like the same, like our level, like our grassroots level of football.
Yeah, literally.
People dating other people in the team. Oh, that's nice.
I thought it was just Harder and Ericsson, but now have you got another couple in the team?
Lovely.
So, Emmy, I've just said that I know Jess Carter. She's my favourite player now. And she plays Chelsea. She's in the WSL. If you had to pick one player who stood out to you this season, who would it be?
In the WSL?
Yeah. Who would you get on the back of your shirt? And it can't say Ingle.
Oh, Ingle's great, though. Do you know what? I think, like, Kirby's had a phenomenal season. Like, amazing season. I thought we've been very, like, Chelsea biased here, or like Chelsea. But they're obviously the best, you know, they're the best in English women's football. But I think Kirby's had a phenomenal season. Like we were saying a couple of episodes ago, obviously last season was the first season we followed the WSL, and Kirby was off sick for most of it. So I thought, like, we had a lot of hype about her, but I'd never really seen her play. And now just to see her back, like, fighting fit and playing really well, I can understand what all the hype was about. So I think she's really great to watch.
So, and then got Kirby, I've got Carter.
Oh no, we're getting two Chelsea shirts. This isn't a Chelsea podcast.
Give us the Chelsea shirt.
Yeah,
<PC. laughs>
but yeah, so WSL.
If it's not Carter, I'll get Hemp on the back of my shirt.
Nice.
There you go, that's Man City.
Yeah, there we go.
He's a genius of a player. Mm. But we'll talk about her another time. Anyway, going back to WSL, it's ended. Chelsea have won and Bristol have been relegated. What do you make of that, Emmy?
Yeah, I'm not surprised that Bristol have gone. They won two games the whole of the season and their goal difference was 54 goals. Just not good enough. And they were at the bottom and they never really seemed to get up, did they really at all?
Yeah, so Bristol's been relegated, but we've got a new exciting team that's coming up and that's Leicester City.
Yeah. So they're moving up to the WSL, yeah, and they beat Man United in the FA Cup quarterfinal 3-2.
It's pretty amazing considering Man United came fourth in the WSL this year.
Yeah,
so
good for them. I don't know much about Leicester at all, really. Obviously, I know they came first in this season. They came sixth last season, so I think that's quite a jump. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing them play in the WSL next season and learn a bit more about them and their players.
And it's nice that Aston Villa, who came through last season, is sticking around for another season.
Yep, they've done well. They've managed to end on 10th place out of 12 in the table. And, yeah, I think their first season in the WSL, main job surely is to stay in the WSL, not get relegated. I'm a bit disappointed to see that Gemma Davis is leaving as manager of Villa, and also Eni Aloku is leaving as well.
She's off to America, isn't
another
she?
Another one off to America. What is with this? Yeah, she's off to Angel City in LA. Yeah.
And I think we're losing all our American players as well, aren't they, going back home?
Yep, Tobin Heath, Kristen Press. Who's the one that
Rose
you'd like?
Lavelle.
Yeah, the one you like.
Rose Lavelle! I'm sorry, but right, I don't know if I'm biased. I think she's,
You are biased.
again, but she is the best player in the US for me. And I just don't think she gelled with Man City team. When she played on the pitch, I don't think the Man City girls liked her. I don't know. I just didn't, I felt like they didn't give her the ball much. I don't know. I don't think they
Do
gelled.
you think it's because most of Man City is like the Lioness England squad and they've had to
Oh,
come up
right. Yeah,
against like
maybe.
Team USA like so many times and just like get beaten by them that they're just like, oh.
Maybe they were like, we don't want Roosevelt to know how we play our tactics, how good we are, so we're not going to be past it. I don't
Yeah.
know. I could be biased, but I don't know. I just don't feel like she got a chance,
No,
really.
I feel like we heard so much about Tobin Heath and Kristen Press who came to play for Man United this season, and they seemed to gel really well. And watching their like highlights and their goals really great. But yeah, like, Rosa Lavelle, I'd say I didn't really hear much buzz about her at all.
Yeah, I honestly, because Muirs, she did really well for Man City, but I just don't think they like Roosevelt. I don't know, don't think she gelled with the team well, which is unfortunate. I wanted to see her play.
Should we talk about some other teams in the WSL?
Who do you want to talk about?
Well, I was quite pleased that a respectable sixth place from Brighton, making their way up from ninth last season.
They beat the champions,
They beat Chelsea, yeah. That was
the
great.
underdogs.
Yeah, I love that. Love that so much. So yeah, I think they've done well. And also I think I have got a bit of a sweet spot for Brighton, seeing as we interviewed Hope Powell and she was really great. And obviously
I actually,
Sandra.
okay. What is your favourite kit? My favourite kit, I think, is Brighton's. I really want their kit.
I'm gonna have to look it up
Oh,
now.
and Arsenal's third kit. I really like that one. With the blue and the pink.
Brighton,
Oh.
what Brighton's main home kit?
Yeah.
It's just blue and white, isn't it? And stripy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen. Okay, right. do you know what kit I actually know if we're talking about kits, which kit I really liked and was really considering getting?
Oh, what? Yeah. What? I don't know. I wouldn't know.
I really like the Barcelona away kit, the one they were playing in with Chelsea.
Don't play for. Right. I just asked you what kit, and we're talking about the WSL. When
No,
did
but their kit was
Barcelona
really
play in the
nice.
WSL?
But their kit, this is the pink and the green, that colour combination, that complementary colour of the green and the pink. Mwah.
Actually, I can see you wearing that.
It's a nice kit. I really like it.
I could be wrong, but Bristol, whenever I see them play, their tops are huge. I think that just shows you how much money gets put into that women's team.
You can tell by
They're not made to fit.
how well their shirts are fitted. Yeah, they've just got like a one size fit
Yeah.
all, and they're like, "We'll just get a large one then, because that will fit everyone. Well, everyone can wear it."
Yeah, literally.
I think they're like hand-me-downs of the men's team.
But you know what, though, I mean, I genuinely with WSL. Like, I will say, I will stick with Arsenal as my team because I said that from the beginning. But I actually love not being too much of a committed fan, and I love just being. I do some weekends. I've actually have just watched quite a multiple number of games, and I always kind of go for the underdog. But I don't know. I kind of like not having a team, like being really strong and passionate. I don't know. Am I? Because I have to admit, when I watch this might sound a bit sad, guys, but I'm new to football. But when I watch the highlights of the semi-finals, last leg with Chelsea, the Champions League, I got a bit emotional, and I was like, "What's that about?"
It's nice though, isn't it?
Did you get that at all? Because you actually watched it. I think the passion that Emma Hayes had, I felt, God, it means so much, and.
Yeah, and I think because like obviously you knew Chelsea, the team and like the players better than the European teams who we haven't really followed, you're kind of invested in what they're doing and you want them to win. And yeah, and just because you know it's a journey for them as well, like we've seen over the last couple of seasons, we've seen them take that WSL title last season as well, and just see them. You know, we saw them win the County Cup final last season, and just I have to know. I feel like they've been on this journey, and we've kind of caught like the rear end of it, which has been quite nice. Yeah, I don't know if they were like the top team for like ages, and they'd already won it. Maybe it'd be less exciting. I don't know. It's nice to see. It's nice to see a journey.
No, you're completely right, actually. If they've been winning it all this time, I probably would just be like, oh, they won.
And I think as well, like, Chelsea have had a lot of, like, new players and, you know, like with Kerr coming over, Pernille Harder coming over, Bethany England playing, Kirby getting back to being fitness. I feel like, yeah, we've seen that all those changes and how that's paying off. And we've seen that all these great players on the one team.
Yeah.
God, look at us talking about Chelsea again. Jeez.
Right. We're not going to mention the word Chelsea for the rest of the podcast.
If you mention Chelsea, you have to like put a pound in a jar, like a swear jar.
And it'll go to our podcast fund.
But I do want to say one more thing about C-H-E-L-S-E-A.
Okay, yeah.
It's to do with the WSL as well. So yeah, we're just going through like a list of the teams. Man United finished fourth. But you know the rumours, don't you?
I think I know where you're going with this, but go on, tell the listeners.
Yeah, so listeners, you've probably heard, you're all on Twitter. So there's rumours that Lauren James from Man United, great player, really great to watch, is moving to Chelsea.
On pound, please.
Oh, no, I said it. Damn it. You can buy her name on the C-H-E-L-S-E-A shirt at the moment. So I think there was a bit of a slip up that happened. So you can. But I thought it's quite nice because, looks like she's moving. Yeah, pretty sure. But that's where her brother plays in the men's side.
Oh, really? Does he play? I didn't know
Reece
that.
James.
All I'm going to say is absolutely scandalous, eh?
What's that?
About Lauren James going to the Blues.
Oh, I was just trying to get you to say the word.
Leaving the Devils and going to the Blues. Do you know what? When I first heard this, I was actually like shocked and I was really upset. Not upset. Okay, I wasn't really upset. Find my pillow or anything. But I was just a bit like, no, she can't leave. Like Lauren James, I thought she was just going to play for Man U for the rest of her life, a bit like a David Beckham. But actually, then I thought, but do you know what, though? It makes complete sense. Like, yeah, move to the best team, play with the best, you know, improve your game. That's what she wants to do. She wants to win trophies.
Yeah, for sure. And she's so young and she's got such a journey ahead of her. Yeah, you don't want your journey to stop there. And like, yeah, like Chelsea, oh, damn it, I said it again, are the best.
But what do you think? Right, so now if Lauren James goes over to Chelsea, what the hell is Bethany England going to do?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, is she going to have to move? Because there's such... Yeah,
She's not getting... She's like, in that Champions League, she didn't get hardly any game time.
I know. I think compared to like last season when we were watching her play, it was just great watching her. Maybe she's been left behind a bit.
I think if she wants to play, she's going to leave. I think she loves Chelsea. I think you can see she loves it. And that's where she wants to be. Like, you know, I think remember we were talking to her mum and her mum said she was upset when she got put on loan. I can't remember she got put. She remember she was with her and she got put on loan. Then she got back and then, you know, she's made to the top and now all these like big names have come and she's kind of been pushed to the side again. So do you know what, Bethany England, I hope you do go on loan to another. I hope she goes on loan and I hope she goes to a different team. And I hope she like gets her game time and shows how amazing she is. And I hope she scores against Chelsea.
Oh, you said the word.
I know, I did it.
So Chelsea finished first in WSL, Man City second, Arsenal third, Man United.
What does that mean? What does it mean for the top three teams, Emmy?
It means that they've got a place in the Champions League next season. But obviously Man United have missed out. And that's due to how the Champions League, how it operates has changed. And if you want to know more about that, you can listen to our last podcast episode where we spoke to Divya, who taught us all about the UEFA Champions League. And yeah, like I'm still buzzing from that podcast and just like following like the last bit of the Champions League because yeah, we really enjoyed it and we learned a lot.
Yeah, and I can't wait for the next Champions League to start and I'll refresh for that episode.
I know. Yes, the next league. Like, will Chelsea do it? Oh, damn it, I said the word again. So we've talked about the teams and WSL. I mentioned some players. Should we talk about managers? Because It's quite sad, actually. We were quite shocked, weren't we, when we saw that Casey Stoney, manager of Man United, is leaving after.
I'm still getting over it. I think that's a massive loss. And I don't know if she, like, there's rumours she's going off to America. And if she does, I think it's a massive loss to the WSL.
Yes, I think so too. And but I wonder how much she showed a lot of like frustration with Man United pitch conditions and training facilities. And I wonder how much of it is to do with that. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. You kind of get the sense that Man United women's team aren't getting the respect and.
Well, come on, you can see playing Leah Sports Village, which is like a 2-hour drive, isn't it, away from the actual Manchester city centre.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it must be just be so disheartening. And yeah, I just feel like the Man United women's team aren't getting the respect and the support that they deserve. And it's a shame because they could be at the top of this league. They really could. If they
oh my
had,
God, yeah.
Yeah, they could. They just need that.
They don't. There's a lack of investment.
Yeah. So that's quite a shame. And I feel like I really like Casey Stoney. Go on.
And people want to play under her.
Yeah. And, you know, we saw Tobin Heath and Kristen Press come to Man United this season and they've just done so well. And I feel like she created this like really nice, yeah, like this really gritty team that she's got going on, which is always great to watch their games. So, yeah, I feel like it's a shame that they've lost her.
Can I ask a question? I don't know if you'll know this, but why is it that Emma, like for us, Emma Hayes and Casey Stoney are like gods, right?
Mm.
Like they are like amazing. But why don't we ever think about that with other managers? Why is it them two like we are so in awe about?
Do you think it's because like they're such like big personalities and like it's nice to see like these women in these roles, like in these leadership roles?
They're so strong, aren't they? They have presence, don't they?
Like, exactly. Yeah. They're leaders. And no disrespect to like any like male head coaches, but it's just nice because it's a rarity to see a woman in that role. It's just like, I don't know. For me, that's exciting. Like I love it. Like, yeah. Like, I want to see more of it. More of it, please.
Yes, please. Casey Stoney, don't leave, please.
But yeah, so it's a shame. I wonder who they get to replace her. And if she does go to America, I'm excited to see what she does there. I also think like with these players and like coaches and stuff going to America, like, I don't know, I think part of me is like, oh, it must be quite exciting that you get to like live in a different country for a bit. That's nice.
Deep down, do you know what I really want to happen with Casey Stoney? Instead of her going to America, I want her to become the new manager for Arsenal.
But you would, yeah.
That's what I'm really hoping for, but I don't think it's going to happen. So guys, if you haven't heard, which I'm sure you have, if you follow women's football, or if you don't, you just listen to our podcast because you like to hear me and Emmy chat. Joe Montemuro has officially left now. His last game was done and dusted, and he won it, so left on a good note. But yeah, he's gone, so that's place. There's lots of spots going.
Yeah, I know. What a good time to be a football head coach at the moment. There's lots of opportunities there. I just want to finish on this quote from Casey Stoney. So when she announced her resignation a little while ago, she said that, I quote, "I know the summer window will be exciting because I've done all the work. It's a massively exciting time. I will be their biggest supporter moving forward. I believe this team has a bright future." So, yeah, interesting to see what happens.
I've got a prediction.
Go on then.
Because obviously this summer transfers are coming. Beth England is going to Man United.
I quite like to see you in a devil's shirt, actually.
Me too. And I think she'll get to play more and I think she'll be amazing. I'm a big supporter.
I actually quite like that fit in. Like I said before, like I feel like Man United is a really like gritty team. And I feel like she would quite fit in well because she's got that grit and determination.
Yeah.
You put the hard work in. I like it. I think she'd look good in a red devil's shirt.
I do too.
So, Amelia, another season's come to an end. A new one is on the horizon.
Yes.
Yes. I'm excited about next season because I'm mainly excited about things being a bit more normal, about going to see games in pubs or going to see games live. I think I think that's what I'm most excited about, because we've talked about this before, but I found this really this season really hard to follow and to be like to be excited by, because we just haven't had all that stuff that I loved about our first season following the WSL. Well, I haven't really had this season because we've been having to watch it all on the FA Player or on BBC. And like, I really miss like going to those games or like going to the pubs or like trying to find out which pubs in London are going to show the WSL and like traipsing around. I kind of miss all that. So
literally having a whole pub to yourself because no one else is there.
Yeah.
And getting the guy or the woman behind the bar to change it. Change the channel to the WSL.
So I am so looking forward to next season and doing more of that, because I just feel like it's for me it's just been harder. I think what I like most about following football is like having people to talk to about it, watching it with people, even if it's just in the pub, not even live, but
Social side, isn't it?
It's a social. That's exactly it. That's the social side. So I'm really excited about that, and looking forward to going to a few different women's stadiums.
Like, yes, definitely. Yeah. I'm really up for that.
So roll on next season, and I'm also excited that in between now and next WSL, we've also got the Olympics.
Yes, yeah, so is that actually happening this year?
Yeah, so it is happening. On the 23rd of July, we will see the Olympics. And obviously, it's Team GB. There's some rumours going on about who's going to be picked for the squad, but we'll see how that develops. So I'm really excited about seeing Team GB play in the women's football in the Olympics.
Right, guys, got to make a confession. I don't ever really watch the Olympics.
How do you not watch the Olympics? Like, it's just on all the time and you just get sucked in. You're like, I really want to watch javelin, even though like I don't watch it for the next 4 years.
You know, I haven't. I just haven't.
And it's on like all hours as well. Like, they're just replaying and replay. Or sometimes it's a different, obviously, country that's far away. You'll be watching it like really late at night. I feel like that's all part and parcel of watching the Olympics. It's just,
do you know what? I haven't, but I will try this year.
I can't believe you never got sucked into it. So the Olympics are starting in July, and that's really exciting. Looking forward to seeing Team GB. Be great to get a medal in that, to beat stupid old Team USA.
Next podcast, let's write up our teams. Who and I'll show you who would be in my GB team.
Okay,
you tell me who's
good
in your GB team.
So thanks for listening. It's been nice to have a catch up about what's been happening in women's football world these last couple of weeks. So I feel like it's good to good to finish. Go on, what are you saying, Julia?
No, I was gonna say I hope you enjoyed the chat, and you know, I hope when you're listening, you feel like you're just sitting in the room with us.
Yeah, chatting about football, and make sure you listen to our next episode where we talk a bit more about the Olympics.
Yeah, well, our teams will be. It'll be interesting to see if it's similar.
Yeah, looking forward to that. So thanks for listening to us all this season, or this WSL season, as we've talked a bit about it, but also other things about women's football. And we hope you've learned a lot, as we have.
Are you sad that it's ended?
The WSL?
Yeah, there's not going to be any games to watch anymore, apart from maybe the FA.
I'm actually okay with it. For those reasons I mentioned earlier about not being able to watch games or in the pub or live, I think it's been a bit of a drag.
Hey!
drag is the wrong word. I just feel like I'm so excited for next season when things are going to be bigger and better and more exciting. It's been great seeing these USA players come over and play the season. That I have enjoyed, I will say that. I'm just looking forward to getting back into it, really. Like,
you're all about being there in the presence of these
fans.
I just actually have just loved watching football when it's coming to do during lockdown as well, which has been nice.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But yes, keep an eye out, guys, because The WSL will be, it's got a massive deal with the BBC and Sky Sports.
Yeah.
So it's massive. So a lot of the games you're about to watch for free on BBC, which is great. Yeah. So now I can cancel my prescription, my subscription with BT Sport.
Yeah, it's great news. I think it's going to just make it so more accessible for viewers, hopefully create some new fans in the WSL next season. Yeah, I think it's great because, you know, it needs this support. It needs to be free at the moment. And hopefully, actually, it needs to be free forever. Like, I hate this like subscription thing with Google. It needs to be free forever. But yeah, it needs to be like this. We need to get fans involved and behind it. And I think it should be great because obviously it's the Women's Euros next year. 2022, so this will just,
I cannot wait.
Yeah, so this will just really help get people into women's football, get some new,
and it's all about visibility.
Preach.
Thanks guys for listening. If you want to leave us a review, you can do on Apple Podcasts, or you can just come and say hi to us on Twitter. Our handles are
F_in_football. Yeah, thank you so much for listening to us all this WSL season, all this football season. And yeah, it'd be really great if you could leave us a review. It just helps people find us. And yeah, tell your friends about us. Tell your family. If you've got family or friends who don't know much about football, be like, here's a podcast. You learn about football. They don't know much, but they learn. I think that's nice.
Yeah, and if, you know, if anyone wants to come on the podcast and just chat with us.
Oh my God, yeah.
Or if you want to teach us something.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anyway, we're going to F off.
So thanks for listening. I think it's time we F off. So see you next
time. See you later. Bye. Fly ball to America.
Yeah. What's a fly ball? What's a fly ball?
Fly abroad.
Oh, fly abroad.